Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Of course, HighSpeedWeb.net is with us. They stream our signal 24/7, 365. With us today as we continue our programming on Suicide Prevention Week, which is running all through tomorrow, is Heather Ayatsi from the Fort Mill School District. She's a mental health counselor, and we're going to be talking about not only mental health, but an event coming up that you need to think about being part of. So hello, Heather. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So you need to tell everybody a little bit about you.
Sure. So I am a mental health counselor at Fort Mill High School, and I am also serving as the walk coordinator for the community-based event. It is through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It is the Out of the Darkness Walk that we are hosting for the first time in York County on October 12th at Cherry Park in Rock Hill.
All right, October the 12th, and we're going to come back and talk about that a lot. But Heather didn't tell you that she discovered York County, South Carolina, about 3 years ago. Now, how does she do that? Well, her parents wised up to it. About 5 or 6, 7 years before that, they came down from good old Annapolis, Maryland.
Yes.
Better known as Annapolis.
Yes.
And beautiful, beautiful town. Home of the Naval Academy. Just gorgeous. But awful expensive to live up there.
It absolutely is.
And so have you enjoyed your transition to the South?
I've really enjoyed it here. I've really enjoyed it.
And the Fort Mill School District?
Yes, I'm very happy there.
So your job as a mental health counselor,
yes,
do you serve just the Fort Mill High School or the other high schools?
Yes, my primary role is to serve the students at Fort Mill High School, but as needed, I'm happy to assist any other schools as needed.
So one would ask themselves, why do we need a mental health counselor in high schools? I mean, is it that obviously, there are issues there.
Yes, there is absolutely a need, and we support students through a variety of ways with counseling services. We also are available to rescreen students that experience suicidal ideation or that have been hospitalized, and support their reentry back to school and support them as they reacclimate to the school environment. And we also just serve to, you know, do activities surrounding mental health awareness.
So let's take a look. Fort Mill High School has what, a couple thousand kids?
Yes, over 2,000 students currently.
Right. Over 2,000 students. And on any given day, just trying to get a parameter on this, would you say 5%, 10% of the student body may be rolling around in their head, but they've got some mental issues? I'm not saying suicide, but I'm just saying they're just not in their normal kilter.
Yes, I believe so. Just to speak about some statistics, you know, on average, one person dies by suicide every 10 hours in our state. That's in South Carolina. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for ages 15 to 34. So to give you an idea, that's the statistics in our state.
So have you personally, in your 3 years at Fort Mill High School, encountered a student who was getting close to doing something that we hope would never happen?
Yes, I have encountered that, and we support those students.
And normally you will find out about somebody needing, having an issue, how? By a friend? somebody.
Yes, I would say, you know, students speak to their peers first, and so I'm very hopeful from what I've been seeing. I believe that people are really working hard to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health, and so what we encourage is when we're able to talk about it, then we're much better able to manage it. And so seeking help and encouraging help-seeking behaviors is very helpful to all people.
So when you say about talking about it, talking
yes.
about mental health,
yes,
is that something that's built into the curriculum of the high school?
Yes, we do have that. We have that built into some curriculums through our high school 101 course.
So if I'm a freshman coming into high school,
yeah.
somewhere during that year,
yes.
I'm going to hear from somebody
yes,
like you.
We do speak about it in the schools, so that is absolutely happening.
And when you talk to them, I mean, what are you saying? Are you just saying...
We make sure to use evidence-based curriculums that support making sure that we're speaking about it appropriately. Yeah.
Rather than pie in the sky.
Exactly. Yeah.
So in so many words, you're saying...
And something, you know, that we encourage, and this is not about the schools, this is about in general how we talk about it in public. For example, the language that we use surrounding suicide is very important. For example, it's very often used the term committed suicide. And so in the mental health community, we discourage saying that because that language is very outdated and it's very stigmatizing and it's very insensitive in ways. And it's not meant to be insensitive. I don't think that's intentional, but it's just something that we need to be educated on because when we say committed suicide, it lends itself to stigma and blame. It evokes things like thinking about people that committed sins and crimes. And so when we use that language, it can be very stigmatizing. So what we encourage instead is to use the term died by suicide when we're talking about that loss, because that language shows more compassion and that someone has really lost their battle against a disease such as depression or another mental illness.
All right.
So that's why that language is very important.
Okay, I got it. But when you're talking to students, so you're just saying, listen, you all are, you know, in your teenage years, you know, your hormones are going crazy, your brain is going crazy, you're going to have ups and you're going to have downs, and that's why I'm here.
Even in the public, we really just want to make sure we're educating people on the warning signs, and so we can identify that in ourselves and each other. And we really want, you know, we encourage that it's okay to talk about it in the sense to be direct and say things like, sometimes when people are feeling overwhelmed or sad, they think about suicide. Are you thinking about suicide? And using that word, because we want to be direct and then be able to connect them to resources. So really in any kind of circumstance, we just want to be able to talk about it and use direct language.
And I would think in today's world where everybody has one of these things in their pocket or their
yeah.
purse, called a phone, and with social media and with this whole issue that's getting more and more attention, which is good, called bullying,
yes.
that it'd be easy to see how somebody could get kind of upside down
right.
pretty quickly.
Right, right. That's an added pressure, yes.
All right. Okay, so what are these signs? You talk about telltale signs
mm-hmm.
that we probably should be paying attention to. What would they be?
You know, any kind of personality change, like appearing more withdrawn, more irritable, isolating oneself, giving away prized possessions, or something very meaningful to them. And sometimes it's more direct that, you know, I just don't feel like going on in life, you know, and we want to ask more about that. And it's all about the conversation, making sure that we make the time to listen to someone's story and that we're paying attention to the words they're using.
Do you find that we have, I don't know, most people don't take the time to try to open their eyes up to see what's going on amongst their friends?
You know, I am hopeful. I think that we are getting better at that. I think through education and things like the event that we're holding on October 12th, the Out of the Darkness Walk, that is something in our community that we're using to raise awareness and to provide support and to talk about this public health issue. So and I'm hopeful. I think that we are getting better through it, through education and awareness.
Well, it would be hard for me to understand in today's world why somebody doesn't understand that mental health is an issue. We've had countless horrific acts across the country where people have, you know, shot other people and what have you that were just obviously have mental issues that they're dealing with. And it brings up this whole conversation we're having here. And for anybody to think that this couldn't happen in their own backyard is a little bit naive. Would you not agree?
I agree. And that is why we are so excited about this event, because the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has a goal to reduce the annual suicide rate by 20% by 2025. And I'm hopeful that we can do that.
So we talked about the rate earlier, mm-hmm. but I mean, in the course of a year, how many people are, as you say, dying by suicide?
Well, we lose, on average, in the United States, each day we lose 129 people in the United States to suicide.
129 people a day.
Yes.
Jeez. So, wow.
And like I said, on average, one person dies by suicide every 10 hours in the state of South Carolina.
Yeah, that was quite a number. I mean, right here in our own backyard, one every 10 hours. Jeez, Zooey. All right. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take our mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this event, which is coming up here on the 2nd of October.
And so, October 12th.
I'm sorry, 12th. Forgot that one in front of it. October the 12th. As we continue our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2 every weekday afternoon. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Heather knows how we do it, and she's going to help me say it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden.
She's got it. Back after these words.
This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 Supper Salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-through with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
On October 24th, Piedmont Medical Center goes pink, a women's health event for our community. PMC Goes Pink is an evening of education and fun for women that's completely free. This educational ladies' night out in the hospital's Women's Tower Auditorium features local vendors, hors d'oeuvres, and drinks, a free gift, and health talks from women's health professionals. To register, go online to mypmc.com/breastcancerevent. That's mypmc.com/breastcancerevent.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, EdgeUp. EdgeUp is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in EdgeUp today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily EdgeUp transfers. Log into Founders online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And, of course, we're talking about mental health today. And I'm looking at Charlie Sox, and obviously he's got some issues. Would you not agree, Heather? He looks like he has.
I agree.
And listen, he was so upset that he wasn't here for the mid-program, you know, slogan for Substation 2 that he wants to go ahead and do it right now. So go ahead, Charlie.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
See? All right. So there you go. He's all right now. His mental health is good. All right, so we're talking about mental health, which is a serious issue, and Suicide Prevention Week is the 8th through the 14th, meaning it runs through tomorrow. There's a big event coming up in Fort Mill on October the 12th that we're going to talk about. But one thing I wanted to point out, and I think I've said this before, I believe, matter of fact, I know I've said this before, I believe that every person in this restaurant, every person up and down Cherry Road and in Fort Mill and everywhere in York County, has what I call a little button inside of them. And when that button gets pushed, all of a sudden your world just comes upside down and you're not who you normally are. That could be triggered by the death of somebody in the family, a spouse, your dog, something horrific at work, lost your job, didn't get a pay raise, whatever the case might be. And so if people would understand that, I think they might have a better understanding of what this whole mental health issue is about. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. I think compassion and kindness is very important.
It is the key. All right, so let's talk about your event, which is coming up here on the 12th of, no, I'm sorry, October. I'm going to get this right yet.
Yes.
Go ahead. Tell me about it.
Sure. So it is on October 12th. And registration starts at noon. That's on-site registration at Cherry Park in Rock Hill. And then we also right now have online registration. It's free to register for this event. You can register at afsp.org.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
A-F-S-P.
Okay.
Dot org.
Okay.
/ York County.
York County. All right. So this is going to be held at Cherry Park.
Yes.
All right. Now, tell everybody what this walk is all about.
Sure. So the Out of the Darkness walks are happening all across the United States. And this is the first year that we are having it in York County. There are many walks that have been happening for years all over our state. And this is the first year for our county. And so this walk, the purpose of it is to encourage hope, awareness, support. It's a time to acknowledge the ways in which suicide and mental illness have affected our lives and our community.
So is this one of these walks where you get people to pledge? You walk a mile or a half mile? And
so how it works is you come the day of the event. We do appreciate any fundraising that you're able to take part in. Online, you're able to register and then create an account where you can help us fundraise. As of today, we've raised over $6,000. Our goal is $10,000. And it looks like we have over 80 participants registered today and 11 teams that have been formed to support this cause.
80 people. All right. Now, how does the team work? I don't understand that.
Yes. So when you register, you may select to create a team, and you need to select a team captain. And then people may register through your team link. You can pick a name for your team. And so you walk together, and your goal is fundraising together as a team. The teams that raise the most funds do get recognized at the walk.
And the money is going to be going where?
Yes. So our funds support the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They fund research about suicide prevention. Much of the research that has been done on suicide prevention has been funded by AFSP. It also, the funds create and distribute educational programs such as, it's called More Than Sad. That is an educational program that could be used for educators, parents, as teachers, and it really helps support understanding mental health and mental illness. Funds also go towards advocating for public policy surrounding suicide prevention and also support survivors of suicide loss as well.
Boy, that's a whole nother topic, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, whew, if somebody has lost whatever, a family member, because of a death by suicide.
Yes.
Boy, what are you doing? What are you doing to the people you're leaving behind? I mean, how do you deal with that issue?
Right. It is a very complicated topic to understand, you know, not only for children and teens, but adults as well. And so really being able to talk about it is very helpful because that reduces stigma. And even adults as well as children and teens, when we're able to speak in a very open and honest way, it really demonstrates that we can manage this together. And there's no correct and one way to grieve. It's truly unique to each person.
Do they have kind of support groups or people who get together, kind of like AA does with people who have got problems
Yes,
with alcohol?
American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, their support survivors of suicide loss. They do actually have survivors of suicide loss available to reach out those that have, you know, lost someone to suicide.
So there is a network that somebody can
Absolutely.
Reach out to.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
You know, I mentioned this to you before we started the show earlier this week. We had some ladies on from the Saluda Counseling Center, mm-hmm. and I wish I had brought the information with me, which I did not. But they were telling me about a new statewide initiative that is being launched right up here in York County, which allows somebody who has concern for someone else who may be having some issues mm-hmm. from a mental health standpoint to contact via an 800 number to somebody who understands all this
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
And then they will reach out to whoever it is that has been suspected of having an issue.
Yes.
And if they can't talk them through on the phone, they'll actually dispatch somebody
Yes.
to go out and do a one-on-one with them
Yes.
to try to bring them back Yes. from over the edge.
1-800-273-TALK is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and that resource is available 24 hours per day.
Pretty much a similar thing.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. All right. So we have, interestingly enough, and I'm sure this is true for all the school districts in York County, we have mental health counselors who are there, but we also have mental health resources that are throughout the community, like the Saluda Counseling Center.
Yes. There's the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Piedmont Tri-County, and they are a resource available to all of York County. They have support groups available for survivors and those that have lost a family member or loved one to suicide. So that's an excellent resource in our community.
And as we pointed out before, don't assume that somebody you think that may have an issue does in fact have an issue. I think what's coming clear to me is that if more of us were opening our eyes and listening better, we might find that people that are important to us have got an issue of one kind or another that they need some help with.
Absolutely. Because certainly when there's a stigma present, people avoid seeking, you know, help. And that's, we want to encourage help-seeking behaviors.
All right. Let's go through the details again on this walk. It's going to be at Cherry Park. It's going to be next month on October the 12th, which I gather is a Saturday. Is that right? Yeah,
that is, yes.
All right. Now, take me through the registration process again.
Yes. We do encourage people to register online at afsp.org/York County,
right.
as that will save time on the day of the walk if you register online. You may register at the event. We will have a registration table there We are accepting donations on the day of the walk in cash or check, or you may use credit card online as an option as well. And so on the day of the walk, we will have an opening ceremony, and part of that is our honor bead ceremony.
Honor bead?
Honor beads, like
okay.
A necklace with
gotcha.
Beads.
All right. And that is what?
Yes. So each color of the bead necklace represents our connection to the cause and helps us to understand the experiences, because suicide, unlike other illnesses, it's difficult to visibly see what our connection is to the cause. So the beads are a way to let us see how we're all connected to this cause. So for example, we will have blue beads available on the day of the walk. Blue represents that you support the cause of suicide prevention. Orange beads represent the loss of a sibling, and that's how you're connected to the cause. The color gold represents that you lost a parent to suicide. And so all the beads are represented by a color, which indicates how you are connected to the cause. And so we will be, that's part of the walk as well in our opening ceremony.
So people will be stringing beads, their own particular colors together?
Yes, they select their beads based on the color that right. corresponds to their connection to suicide. And so that will be a part of our ceremony at the walk.
All right. So all the details are online at afsp.org/York County. Find out everything you need to
yes.
know. Get yourself registered and get yourself a good pair of tennis shoes and come on out. How far are they going to walk? Just walk until you drop?
We have registration starting at 12. The walk begins at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so then we suggest walking 2 laps around the park. It is less than 3 miles. However, it's very flexible. People are welcome to walk as they feel they're able to.
So nice. Cherry Park, that time of year is absolutely beautiful.
It is.
Especially since they've done all the upgrades to the park. Okay. Well, Heather, you've done good.
Thank you. Good. I've enjoyed it.
You got through it, right?
I did.
Heather Ayatze, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program. And, again, that walk is coming up on the 12th of October. All right, just a couple of things coming up next week on Straight Talk that I thought you might find interesting. Reverend Emily Sutton will be with us on Monday. If you're not aware of this, the Bethel United Methodist Church has a full-time men's shelter that's been operational since this past spring. And she will be our guest on Straight Talk come Monday to give us an update as to what is going on with that. Then on Tuesday, Laura Holliday with Pathways is going to be with us. There's a big ladies, it's called Power the Purse Luncheon, that's coming up sometime later this month in September on the 26th, I believe, featuring a lady that we've had on this program before by the name of Kathy Izzard, who is going to be on here to talk with us about that luncheon and what is coming up. Then Dean Collins, who is the dean down at USC Lancaster, is going to be with us. And we're going to be talking about their 60th anniversary. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about Race Equality Week come on Thursday with Lawrence Lewis and Cynthia Ware. And then we're going to wrap up next week with Mark Herring representing the Friends of Dacus Library and all the activities are going on down there. So there's a bunch of stuff coming up on Straight Talk. This evening, of course, we get into high school football. That kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight with high school football tonight. And then we branch off after an hour and a half of all that pregame activity to broadcast the 6 or 7 or 8, whatever it is, different games we're going to be having on the air tonight. Followed on Saturday, of course, by USC taking on that little team called Alabama. And Clemson is going to be out there fighting to maintain that national title that they've held over this past year. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now, Heather's going to help me out here. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right here at Substation 2. A magical way we do it. Charlie, get yourself ready, yeah? 1, 2, 3. Slice. Garden. We got it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio tonight. Bye.